episode number 96. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? Welcome to Drink It Till You podcast. If you couldn't tell by my shouting, I am once again in my car, and it feels fucking good, man. There's something wrong with my car, though. I just had 34 miles left before empty, and now it just dropped down to 5. Is my car leaking fucking gas right now? This is terrible. I gotta call my guy. Anyway, tonight I am drinking Mad Dog 2020. I always joked about drinking this on the podcast, and I'm actually doing it now. I just had a sip before I started this thing. This is Mad Dog 2020 Arctic Berry Hard Wine Fusion. It is 9% alcohol by volume. It's only a 16.9-ounce can, but I think this is going to do the trick tonight. So raise your glasses. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. Dude, I got something so fucking... I couldn't even take that drink. I'm so excited about this shit. One of my all-time favorite bands. Top 5, possibly top 3. Rage Against the Machine, dude. Just announced they're going on tour in 2020. All I have for you so far are 5 dates that I got off their website. I'm super fucking excited about this. I missed them in the 90s. I missed them in the 2000s. And I will not fucking miss this next one. Let me give you the dates. It's 326 in El Paso, Texas. If you're flying to El Paso, if you happen to live in El Paso and you listen to this podcast, please, please meet me there. It's going to be a fucking phenomenal show. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You heard it first on Drink It Till You podcast. Phenomenal fucking show. 326 El Paso, Texas. 328 Las Cruces, New Mexico. 330 Phoenix, Arizona. 410 Indio, California. 417 Indio, California. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They got 5 dates so far. Hopefully they're going to add more. If they would come to Dallas, that would be amazing. But I'm just planning on going to El Paso. I don't care. I'll fucking walk there. I'll fly there. I'll drive there. I'll ride with a friend. I'll fucking hitchhike there, man. I will not miss this damn show. So like I said, if you listen to this podcast and you happen to be into the band, even if you're not, I promise it's going to be a good show. So please, 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 listeners, meet me there. I want to hang out with you guys. I want to drink. I want to fucking party, get a hotel room, whatever we got to do to not drink and drive, obviously. Don't fucking, you know, don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. Isn't it ironic? I just thought about this. It's so ironic that I do this podcast in the car. And then I tell you guys not to drink and drive. But don't worry, I'm not drinking and driving. My apartment, I could hit my apartment with a tennis ball right now if I threw it from my car. So I just stumble inside and do whatever I'm going to do. Watch TV, whatever. So don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. I preach to you guys every week. I can't help it. I want you to be safe. I love you guys, you know? Anyways, I got my Stars game going on in the background here. If it'll fucking load. I think we're up 1-0 so far. We're playing the Vancouver Canucks. What do I have to talk about? I got some drink recommendations this episode. I got to talk about some fucking weed, man. I got to talk about some weed. They're trying to do this legalization thing. I'll get into that here in a little bit. What else do I have for you guys? Oh, let me go ahead and talk about this. I did not know this. So you guys know I've been doing this vegan diet, right? Not lately. I've been fucking it up really bad, but I'm trying to do this vegan diet. And the one thing I always bitch about is there's no B12. There's really no B vitamins in any plants, anything like that. So it's really hard. You can't get it. You know, you have to use a supplement or you have to use fortified food, whatever. Actually, vitamin B is like a pre-tox. So you're supposed to take vitamin B, which I do almost every episode before I do the podcast, not knowing that it's supposed to be a pre-tox. So it says taking a B vitamin supplement before and after drinking alcohol will replenish the amount of B vitamin in your body and allow it to function and recover properly from a night out on the town. Developing this ritual before a night of drinking can save you from those horrible hangovers the next day. I had no fucking idea. So all those, you know, drinking pills, you're supposed to take them beforehand. That's all it is. Maybe that's not all it is, but that's probably, I bet if you looked on the back of a package, it would have B vitamins in there somehow, which I didn't know I was doing myself so good, you know, before the podcast. I just take my B12 because I know I need it for the day, come out and drink, and I'm not getting fucking hammered, as you guys know. I know all you listeners, you want me to get fucking wasted and do a podcast. That's not going to work. I have too many fucking things going on. Let me tell you what I have going on right now. So I have my recorder right here on my steering wheel. I have my notes over here on my tablet, and below that, I have this game that still won't fucking load. There is no way. Oh, and on top of that, I have the music to play for you guys. There's no way if I was hammered. Dude, you guys really don't want to hear that, I promise. It would just be a bunch of nonsense, gibberish. I'd be getting my shit all wrong. And, you know, we're still having a drink together. Hopefully you're getting fucking hammered tonight. It is a good night to get hammered. Feels amazing outside. Felt amazing all day. I worked today. Felt good. For once, it wasn't blistering hot or freezing fucking cold. It was like that perfect temperature. So that was really nice. We worked on a $1.2 million house today, which is hard to believe, man. Hard to believe somebody can spend that kind of money on a house. And not only that, but we're doing all the lawn maintenance. Like, it's just dirt in the front lawn. So we have to install all the bushes, all the trees, all the grass, all that shit, all the mulch. We have to do all that. So not only are they buying a $1.2 million house, they're now paying this company to do all their fucking, you know, yard work, landscaping. So, dude, I want to know what I've thought about that before. Just going door to door and knocking on a door in a rich neighborhood, going door to door and being like, what do you do for work? And from what I've noticed, nobody's ever fucking home, dude. They have these big mansions, and nobody's ever fucking home. I used to deliver Amazon packages. I was a contractor through Amazon, and I would go to these doors, and, you know, I'd have to knock on the door. Sometimes they had specific instructions, whatever. I'd have to knock on the door, and nobody was ever home. I'd go to the rich-ass fucking neighborhoods in Dallas, and nobody's ever fucking home. It's like, what? I guess if you reach a certain level of wealth, you just collect things. You just, a house being one of those, cars being another one of those. I don't know how it works, man. Dude, I feel like if I was rich, rich beyond belief, $30 million, dude, I would be home all the fucking time. I wouldn't want to go anywhere. I'd want to be in my nice ass fucking house with my theater inside. You know, whatever I chose to do. In my swimming pool during the summer, something. It's like these people have all this money and they buy this big shit and they just, I don't know. Maybe it's a lonely life being rich. That's probably what it is. You can't trust anybody because everyone's going to steal your money or try to con you or whatever. So you have to cut people out of your life, friends, family, you know, whatever. And then you just live a lonely life. You just go out and try to fill that empty space, that empty void. I bet there's a lot of sad rich people out there. I'm drinking to the sad rich people. Aw, you can go dry your tears with your $100 bills. Why won't this game load? So yeah, that's the B vitamin thing, dude. I thought that was pretty fucking cool. I was helping myself the whole time and I didn't even know. The thing I wanted to talk to you about was, there's apparently, for all you weed smokers, man, for all you fucking pothead hippie motherfuckers out there, there's actually, let me just go ahead and read this. I'm not even going to try to say what I think about it. A key House committee has officially announced that a vote on a comprehensive marijuana legalization bill is scheduled for this week. And I got this notification sometime last week. I don't exactly remember. So it should be happening now, or it should have already happened. The House Judiciary Committee said on Monday the panel will mark up legislation introduced by Chairman Gerald Nadler, Democrat, New York, which would federally deschedule cannabis and address social equity. I'm sorry, I almost said social inequality. Will address social equity on Wednesday at 10 a.m. So that already happened yesterday. The announcement confirms what sources familiar with the planned development told Marijuana Moment last week. Nadler's Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act has been lauded, man, I should have read this before I read it on the podcast, has been lauded by advocates for its emphasis on restorative justice for communities communities most impacted by the drug war. It calls for a 5% federal tax on marijuana. How cool would that be, man, for all you pot smokers out there to just go down to 7-Eleven and be like, hey, give me a 20 sack. I don't know. I think drug dealers will still exist. If you want to be a cheap ass and you don't want to pay the 5% tax, you'll probably still use a dealer, right? As I told you guys before, I don't fucking smoke weed, and I don't care if you do, honestly. It doesn't fucking bother me at all. I would never tell anybody what they could or couldn't do or should or shouldn't do. But it doesn't fucking bother me, and honestly, I think it should be legalized. It's the most harmless thing there is. And I can't believe I'm about to say this out loud on my own podcast. Blasphemy. Marijuana is less dangerous than alcohol. That's a fucking fact, man. Anyway, this is for all you pot smokers out there. I keep calling it pot like I'm a dad in the 1950s. Are you smoking that pot again? Why are your eyes so red? Where did I stop here? You know, like I said, I don't give a shit if you guys smoke. I hope it's legalized, and I hope all the people that are in jail for this bullshit get released. And you know, it's just such a small thing. It's ridiculous. It's gone this far. Anyway, legal aid. Okay, it calls for a 5% federal tax on marijuana sales, and that revenue would be used to fund programs such as job training, legal aid for those affected by prohibition. And small business loans for individuals who are socially and economically disadvantaged. The bill also seeks to lift barriers, licensing, and employment in the industry. One more paragraph, and then I'll be done with my terrible reading. And by the way, I have no idea what I'm reading. My reading comprehension, I don't know what I even just said. So, additionally, the legislation would expunge the records. See, that's what I'm talking about. Additionally, the legislation would expunge the records of those with prior cannabis convictions, very good, provide a resentencing, block federal agencies from denying public benefits or security clearances as a result of marijuana use, and protect immigrants from being denied citizenship over cannabis. See, that's some shit I didn't even know. I didn't know that you could be denied. So if you smoke weed down in Mexico and you try to come up, they drug test you? Is that a thing? Dude, hold on. I decided to do this new thing, by the way, you guys. Instead of asking questions and leaving it so open-ended, I'm going to pause my podcast every time I have to research something. That way you guys don't have to sit through silence and sit through me yelling at my tablet. Let me get the facts real quick. I'll be right back. Let's have another drink before I pause. I'm trying to get fucked up. All right, one sec. All right, this was QZ.com saying, as of April 20th, 2019, immigrants are being denied U.S. citizenship for smoking legal pot. This other thing says, it is not typical to be drug tested in order to become a U.S. citizen. Drug testing is more in the line with employment restrictions and criminal cases. Well, if this goes through, man, I wonder what the age is going to be that you have to be. Is it going to be 18? Is it going to be 21 where you can actually smoke it legally? What else? Are you going to... It's going to be like beer, I would assume, where you can't fucking light up a joint at work and smoke it, you know, but if you go home, they can't say anything, you know? I think it should be... Let me go out on a limb... I think it should be 18, same age as cigarettes. Cigarettes fucking kill more people than anything, right? That's one of the top killers. So yeah, it should be 18 to smoke, to buy it, to smoke it. That makes sense to me, only because I've been conditioned this long. 18 to buy it and smoke it. And also, yeah, you just can't do it on the fucking job. And I think probably, you know, companies can decide whether they want people that smoke weed or don't want people that smoke weed, right? I don't know. Is that discrimination, though? I feel like that's discrimination. Like, if I come home every day and I have a beer and then they just do a random drug test on me, then, and I have alcohol in my system and they fire me for that, that's not, you can't do that, right? That's got to be illegal. Anyway, so this little segment's for all you fucking potheads out there. I support you, even though I do not partake. It makes me feel all icky. But I support you, man. It's so harmless. It's so, this whole thing has gone too far. I'm not saying to fucking legalize meth and coke and all that shit. Those things aren't on the same fucking playing field, in my opinion. It grows naturally, you know, and I could see an argument too for, you know, dabs and shit like that, where you have to chemically modify shit that, you know, that's getting, I could see the argument for the other side saying, hey, we're not legalizing this, but we're legalizing the flower. You know, it grows naturally in the ground. People, you know, just like making, I don't know, stupid comparison, but just like making, you know, why is fruit so big nowadays? It's because they've modified it. They've made it sweeter, juicier, bigger for us. You know, I think that's fair game. But as far as dabs and stuff, I could totally see the argument for that. So all you fucking potheads out there, cheers to you. Hopefully this happens for you. And, you know, it's not that bad, right? Cheers. All right. Let me do, I got 4 drink recommendations for you guys tonight. Give me one sec. Let me pull these up. I'll be right back. Time for the drink recommendations. The one I have for you tonight is called the Purple Haze. Shout out to Jimi Hendrix, wherever you are. Purple Haze. Let's see. Got to find it here. So I have the Purple Haze, the original. This is from the spruceeats.com. And then I have 3 other variations. Why did that just happen? Purple Haze, 1.5 ounces vodka, 1/2 ounce black raspberry liqueur, 2 ounces cranberry juice, more or less, it says. Here's how you make it. Gather all ingredients, no shit. Pour the vodka and black raspberry liqueur into a cocktail shaker with ice. Shake well. Pour into a, what is it called? A rocks glass. Here's the first variation I have for you. This is the lemonade purple haze. Pour 1.5 ounces vodka and 1 ounce Chambord, which is a raspberry liqueur, into highball glass filled with ice. Top with equal parts lemonade and lemon-lime soda. Stir and garnish with a lemon wedge. I forgot to tell you in the first one, the original Purple Haze, once you shake all that shit together... Oh, it says 2 ounces of cranberry juice. Once you shake all that shit together and then strain it into your rocks glass, pour a little cranberry juice on top. The second one I have for you, Purple Haze Martini. Shake 1.5 ounces vodka, 1 ounce blue curacao, and 1/2 ounce grenadine in a cocktail shaker. Shake and strain into chilled cocktail glass and garnish with a lime twist. This one is more of a shot, the Purple Haze Shooter. There are 2 equally popular Purple Haze shot recipes. One follows the vodka Chambord soda combination used in the lemonade recipe above. Simply mix equal parts of the 3 ingredients. Which 3 ingredients? The vodka, the cranberry juice, the black raspberry liqueur. So mix those together equal parts and fill a shot glass or 2. This second Purple Haze shot is much different. In this recipe, you'll mix grape and peach schnapps with rum. The 3 ingredients mix up for a pretty tasty shooter. To make the shot, shake and strain 1 ounce grape schnapps with 1/2 ounce each rum and peach schnapps into a chilled shot glass. Jesus fucking Christ, that was a long one. So that's the drinks I have for you tonight. The original Purple Haze. Thank you, thespruceeats.com, for this recipe. Purple Haze, the variation of the lemonade Purple Haze, Purple Haze Martini, Purple Haze Shooters. I think I gave you like 2 or 3 there. So as always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Call someone who loves you. Just be safe out there. Cheers. So I got to tell you guys a little bit about my weekend. I had a really, really good one with the kids. Connor had her boys, I had my boys, and obviously we had our daughter. And we just had a great fucking time on Saturday playing, watching movies, you know, doing all the shit we do. And we went thrift shopping, which was a lot of fun this weekend, and I found two fucking gems, dude. The way I jumped on the ground after these hats, you would have thought there was a $100 bill on the ground. It was a rare find. So I found an old school Dallas Stars hat. The original logo. Dallas Stars when they got here in 1993. It has the Texas on the back of the hat. It's a snapback. Which I used to be into the fitted hats. I just don't like them anymore, man. They make my head look weird. They're just, I don't know. They get uncomfortable really quick. I like the snapbacks. You can adjust. Like, now I look like a fucking Wolverine, dude. Like, my hair, I need a haircut so bad. And that's why the snapback is perfect, because I can adjust to my fuzzy... I look like a fucking microphone. I can adjust to my fuzzy head or my shaved head, whatever. Either way, I found a Dallas Stars hat, and I found an old-school Cowboys hat. And, dude, I'm so fucking excited about these. I can't... I keep wearing each hat every day. I have to wear one for a little while, and then I have to wear the other one. They're so fucking cool. The Cowboys one is old school, and you can tell because underneath the bill, and I don't know why they did this, who picked this color, but it's like that forest green underneath. You know, and I know hats, you know, still to this day have that green underneath on the bill or whatever, but you can tell it's an old school hat. I found an old school Stars hat. And, dude, I'm so fucking pumped about this shit. I have them hanging on my wall. I have a whole shrine to the Dallas Cowboys, to the Dallas Stars. I need to get some Rangers stuff going soon, too. But, super fucking excited about that. I missed work yesterday because I had to go to court. Now, tell me if this has happened to anybody else, because I've never heard of this before. So, as you know, me and Connor are together. We're madly in love. Oh, my God. Calm down. So we're together, and we get this notification. She gets one, I get one, that somebody's trying to serve us papers. And we're like, oh, shit, what the fuck is this? You know, but they keep taking it for whatever reason. I lived with my brother for a little while, if you guys remember, probably about 25, 30 episodes ago, I was doing this podcast at my brother's house. But, so I lived at my brother's house. Well, the process server keeps showing up to my brother's house and trying to serve me my papers. I get a hold of him. I'm like, hey, I don't live there anymore. Here's my new address. And he's like, well, I can't take care of it. I have to get somebody else to. It's out of my area. I'm like, all right, no problem. This happens two more times. I talked to an officer of the court and let him know, look, I've been trying to get in contact with you guys. Nobody's calling me back. I keep sending my address out and nobody's showing up to my place. They keep showing up to my brother's place. They're trying to deliver Connor's mail to get served to my brother's place as well, and she never fucking lived there, so I don't know how that happened. I guess they assumed we're together, but anyway, so we finally figure out what the fuck is going on. I've never had a court email me before, which they did. They emailed me and said, hey, you have a court date on Monday. I'm like, all right, so I got to take off of work. So I go to court, and the reason we were there, me and Connor showed up, the reason we're there was because they're trying to put child support on me for my daughter, even though Connor lives with me, my daughter lives with me, we are together, we are a household, we're both on the lease, we're making this thing work. So I've never had that, I've never heard of that, and I've never had that happen to me before. And I didn't know if that was fucking normal. I don't know how they just assumed that I'm not taking care of my kid. I really don't know. But we had to go to court. Dude, we got there at 8:30, had to drive through fucking downtown, which is the goddamn fucking worst, man. Downtown is the worst. I literally had two people on the way to court, the courtroom. I'm rushing, I'm fucking late. I'm like, oh shit, they're going to start without us. We're going to be in trouble. We have to let them know we're together. I don't need to be on child support. I'm already taking care of my child. So we're on the way down there. And these two fucking people in front of me, it's a two-lane road on each side. Two lanes on my side, two lanes on the other side going the other way. Two-lane road, and these two people in front of me decide that they want to hold a conversation in the middle of the street. Like, while they're driving, they're going side by side, and they're talking back and forth through the windows and shit. And I'm starting to get, I can feel the fucking heat coming off my body, because I'm like, I'm already flustered because we're running late. I'm getting pissed because they won't let anybody pass. So the car turns right that's in front of me, and I keep going straight, and the car in the left lane like wants to follow them, so they almost fucking sideswipe me. I lay on my fucking horn, I yell out the window, whatever. I get fucking pissed, and I've just never seen anybody fucking do that before. Just talk in the middle of the road while you're driving, holding up traffic, not giving two fucks. Dallas is the worst, man. You guys are the worst fucking drivers, and you're the most inconsiderate fucking drivers in the world. I'm pretty sure New York's pretty bad, but anyway, so we get to the courthouse, 8:30, more like 8:35, after we find parking. We park in front of a meter, so I come back down to feed the meter after we've already been in court for a little while waiting. We already signed in, we already did all that shit. I come back down to feed the meter, and some asshole parked behind me to try to pretend like this is their meter and not my meter. It was fucking weird. I got it on video, too, because I'm paranoid as fuck. I got it on video, and I'm like, hey, no, I'm paying this meter right now. This is my car. I don't know what this person is doing. I got that all on video. I'm not going to post that up because I'm an idiot. But anyway, so I go back up into court, and this officer decides to come out and basically just like lay down the law, somewhat like intimidate people, but it was also like a comedy routine. It was fucking weird, man. It was so fucking weird. He came out, and he's like, I know it's going to take a long time. You guys be patient. If you have kids here, you're not supposed to bring your kids to court and all this and that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, my mom doesn't live here. My brother works. Any family that I have, I can't call and be like, hey, can you watch my daughter, my three-month-old, so I can go to court. So, whatever. He's bitching at people for having kids. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck this guy. And he's also simultaneously, like, trying to make us laugh and, also intimidate us at the same time by being like, if you cause any trouble, I'll arrest you and you'll be in contempt of court, blah, 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 all this and that. And I'm just, like, rolling my eyes over there, like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, nobody cares. I'm not listening to you anymore. So I just played on my phone. But, one of the lawyers, court-appointed lawyers, comes out and talks to us. We tell him the situation. We're like, we shouldn't even be here. Like, I take care of my daughter. You know, we live under the same household. We have our lease agreement right here with us. And he's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. So we finally get everything figured out after 4.5 hours. I don't know how many listeners of mine have kids, but if you've ever had a three-month-old, 4.5 hours is a long fucking time to sit in one place that's not comfortable. Because, they have those fucking wooden benches and shit like that. That shit's not comfortable. It makes your ass, go numb. It fucking sucks. There's nowhere to sprawl out because there's so many fucking people there. I heard a couple arguing. And as the chick's walking by, she's like, you worthless piece of shit. And the guy's mouthing back to her. Officers come down. Dallas Sheriff's Department. They come down. They try to defuse the situation, but the two people have already left. It's just an ugly fucking mess. But after 4.5 hours, we finally fucking got out of there. I've just never heard of this before. You can just call me to court and assume, like, I have to prove to you that I'm taking care of my daughter. That's never happened to me. I have three kids that are mine, and that's never happened to me before. So, I don't know. That was fucking weird, man. It was a good weekend overall, but that Monday was just fucking bullshit, dude. Having to go to court and deal with all that shit, all the parking meter, dude, I ran down to the meter three different times, it doesn't take pennies, it only takes quarters and nickels and dimes. I'm like, scouring through all my shit, my fucking cup holders are all torn up, but anyway, we got out of there, we got everything fixed. I didn't know they could do that, and there were a lot of fucking people there. There were people that were in our situation. I saw couples there. I saw single women there. I saw single men there with their kids. If you don't show up to court, you're kind of fucked. But we got it all taken care of. and everybody's all good, and I don't know, I just don't know why. You know, that's the fucked up thing, and I do live in Texas, yes. That's the fucked up thing. Why would they assume it's that way? Why would they assume that I'm not taking care of my kid? Why didn't they assume that she wasn't taking care of her kid? You know, I'm not saying she's not, I'm not saying I'm not, I'm just saying that in Texas, it's like, you're a male, you have a fucking dick, and they automatically assume you're a piece of shit, you don't like your kid, you don't take care of your kid, that's fucked up, man. But, I guess that's why they called us both to court. Anyway, I'm gonna stop bitching about the court, it all smoothed over, you know, we got it taken care of, so we're all good now. And I gotta ask you guys, write me at drinkuntillyoupodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to propose to Connor, and I know what you're thinking to yourself. Chris, why would you say this out loud on your podcast? You know? And what if she hears it? She's going to know it's coming. Everything you go out and do with her, she's going to be expecting you to propose. I'm only saying it on this podcast because she doesn't fucking listen. She does not listen to this podcast, so we're good. Guys, I need your help. I need advice. I need creative ideas, how to propose. I have something in mind already, but I'd love to hear from you guys and see, you know, maybe ways you propose to your wife, or I don't know, if you propose to your husband, it doesn't fucking matter. I want to hear good creative ways that you proposed, and maybe that'll generate some more ideas for me. And I got to buy the ring. I already have 3 in mind, so I got to look online, get those. I know what size she is and everything, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do just in case she happens to listen to this, but she already fucking knows. She already knows I love her, so we're good. But yeah, any advice, I'm asking you listeners for advice this time. Any advice, any stories, I would love to hear them. Maybe give me some ideas on how to propose to her. And with that, this podcast is going to come to a screeching halt. Let me find some music to leave you guys with. Thank you for listening to episode number 96. We're almost at 100, man. I can't fucking believe I've done this. I've done this for so long. Almost 2 years. January 11th is Drink Until You podcast birthday. So I'm trying to find something cool to do for that as well. I can't really do any live shows at the moment. I can't really do any group recordings, as you guys know, because I don't have my laptop yet. But hopefully, by the beginning of next year, by my 2-year mark, I'll have something going. I can have guests on again. I can, I'm really starting to think about planning a live show. I just saw Bill Burr did his podcast the other day and did a live show, and it looked really fucking fun. He had a laptop and his notes and everything, and I could do the same thing. It could be a giant fucking party. But anyway, let me find something to drink. I mean, find something to listen to. I have something to drink here, and I'll be right back. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Don't be a fucking idiot. I'm going to leave you with Rage Against the Machine, Calm Like a Bomb. You guys have a good week. Cheers. Last drink. Drink it until the last drop. All right, guys, talk to you next week. Bye. Well, feel the funk back.